Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 28, 2019, at 1:32 p.m. Call this meeting to order. Our first business is the invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
If you don't mind, please bow your head. Lord, we come before you asking that you give divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, but not just this court, each and every elected official in Jefferson County, that we do the will of the people. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away that's fighting for our democracy, and that's here and abroad. Lord, we ask for our employees to make sure that you help them and put your loving arms around them, because without them, our county doesn't run. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with item number purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bid for an IFB dump truck for Jefferson County Precinct 4 to replace unrepairable dump trucks damaged by Hurricane Harvey, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and 2 Dakota Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item B is to execute, receive, and file an amendment to the offer received from Mr. Clark C. Schaffner to purchase Jefferson County land located on Federal Road, known as the Precinct Number 2 Rock Yard. This amendment will extend the buyer's feasibility period from 60 to 90 days, extending the offer expiration of June 24, 2019, and will increase the amount of earnest money from $1,000 to $1,500. This was approved on May 13, 2019, in response to the RFQ for commercial realtor brokerage services for land located on Federal Road. Item C is to execute, receive, file a contract for Hurricane Harvey repairs and restoration of Highway 124 Stockyard Office and Equipment Shed with Apex Alliance LLC in the amount of $95,835 pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of an offer for dump trucks for Jefferson County Precinct Number 4.
Is that 4?
Yeah. We still be forward for 2 2019 F750 regular cab dump trucks to include warranties for a total amount of $151,201. Pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 CFR Section 200.318 through 326. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 for taxiway D reconstruction of Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Old Castle Materials, DBA Gulf Coast, and Old Castle Company for an increase of $40,683.30 to facilitate an FAA requested change to the proposed manhole adjustment to include the removal of existing adjusting rings, installation of single PCC manhole extension, and hydro excavation for installation, conduit adjustment, and encasement, and additional duct bank installation, bringing the total contract amount to $3,268,174.60 to $3,308,857.90. Does not change the number of contract working days, and that project is funded by Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 33. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of completion for Hurricane Harvey repairs for the Ben J. Rogers Visitor Center pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, the Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR Section 200.318 through 326, Daniels Building and Construction. Item G is to request approval for release retainage to Daniels Building and Construction for Hurricane Harvey repairs at Ben Rogers Visitor Center pursuant to 262 Local Government Code, Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations in the amount of $5,357.50, payment application number 3. Finally, item H is consider and approve the upgrade to the LRV pump unit fixtures and operator for the elevator located at Jefferson County Court Building, 904th Street, Fort Dodge, with Otis Elevator in the amount of $45,567. In accordance with the by-board contract and with funds being available through capital project. Do I have a motion on these items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sindel. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is consider and approve second amendment to the management agreement of Fort Park Entertainment Complex for Jefferson County with Global Spectrum LV DBA Spectrum Venue Management. The amendment provides a quantitative component of incentive fee under Article 3.1. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 459605 through 459824. Do I have a motion on these items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sindel. Any discussion?
Judge, if you would, just kind of briefly do that.
Well, we were in the process of Mr. Swain and I of reviewing the calculations on their incentive fees after their first complete year, and there was a provision in there that appeared to give them a kind of a double bill, bringing it in and getting a fee. So we, Patrick and Mr. Keller and representatives of Spectra, we've all had several conference calls to revise that to make sure that they're getting paid based on production and not being unfairly penalized for doing a good job and incentivizing new acts out there. So we kind of came to a middle ground to assure that it was in conformity with our original intent. You want to say anything about Mr. Swain?
Yeah, I think you covered it. It mainly had to do with anything over the gross revenue cap and kind of how the calculation of gross revenue was calculated on co-promoted events. This first full year, we agreed to, as the contract stood, that any co-promoted events would be 100% of that co-promotion that get to recognize that revenue. This amendment, for instance, there's a co-promotion and Spectra is at risk for 30%, and they would only recognize 30% of that gross revenue versus 90%. So it kind of matches up with what's at risk for
that's what
the
we
facility.
Should. That's what we should be on.
Yes,
what's at risk.
It just wasn't clear on that first year.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve request extension for filing of the audit for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 pursuant to Health and Safety Code Section 775.082 B and D. Item B is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Joe Stevenson as Reserve Deputy Constable for Precinct 8 in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.011. Item C is consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Fort Arthur for work to be performed by Precinct 3 to assist the city under the Interlocal Cooperation Act, Chapter 791 of the Government Code. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for April 2019, including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Emergency Management, we have one item. A, consider and possibly approve receiving and file an updated animal shelter standard operating procedure. Do we have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? And I'll just mention to y'all that during Harvey, we had some really hard working people, Stretch and others, who were working real hard at Fort Park to take care of all the animals that were out there. We the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals also gave some assistance. Unfortunately, there was some misunderstandings that came about towards the end with some suggestions that the ASPCA euthanized some of the animals, which it turned out to not be true. The animals were not euthanized. But we took the opportunity, Mr. White, Mr. Grimm, and we met with some of the no-kill shelter representatives, as well as Texas A&M Veterinary Service, and formulated a new emergency plan to assure that our animal treatment policies are in keeping with what we're trying to accomplish, and ensuring that no-kill shelters are involved in the process and can assist us in the event we have another natural disaster.
So I guess this is, like, just a guide, but comprehensive as the document says, so that if Stretch or, you know, those representatives from the Sheriff's Office are going to be dealing with that.
We've been planning this for months with Texas A&M, AgriLife, Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
It's a conglomeration, local vets.
So if we find another thing that needs to be tweaked, we can add to this.
Yes.
That's something that can be done.
Yes.
I think surprisingly, we had a lot of local veterinarians who were willing to assist in the aftermath of the disaster and the event they're necessary.
It's been an all volunteer.
Of all that volunteer is. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Any member of the court wish to bring anything to the attention of the public without objection?
Judge, I'm going to bring this to attention to the public. Sometime back, this court gave the public health department the okay to apply for a grant, and that grant will provide services in our rural area, along with whenever we have incidents to occur, where we can have our public service providers and from the public health department get out there to those individuals. This RV will be coming in the name of Jefferson County and the public health. This is a prototype of it, and we should have it in the next couple of weeks. I've given a copy to each member of the court. We'll be setting up meetings. The public health department will be setting up meetings in the rural areas with the volunteer fire department. I think Commissioner Weaver won, and the chief, Tanya Nome, is setting up over there with the mayor and some of the ministers, and I think Commissioner Senegal has set us up. From that, they will be taking it from there so they can educate people about days and week they can come out and visit with the public there.
You pay for the grant funds.
Grant funds, yeah. And then there's another grant coming to put all of the medical equipment inside of it. So it's a plus to the community.
Good job, brother.
Judge.
Very good. Yes, ma'am.
Just a reminder that we do have early voting for the City of Beaumont Ward 1 only. For those that living within that ward, it'll be today through next Tuesday, and then elected is June the 8th. And for those that live in Port Arthur also have a runoff for their mayor's race.
That's but they must June go to the Port- 8th also?
Pardon me?
That's June the 8th also?
Yes, but they must go to Port Arthur to vote for the Port Arthur.
It's not June the 8th, though. I think the runoff is June 27th.
Oh, yeah, I didn't start already.
And okay. Early voting starts June 10th.
Okay, yeah, behind us.
Yeah, always.
Okay. Okay.
Well, so you have about another month to have to look at all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Commissioner? No, we thank you so much for being here today, and we are adjourned.